This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, we will go live shortly, inshallah. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to be of those who please Him and send upon us His rahmah and His mercy and His forgiveness and the desire in our hearts to please Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beauty of iman and the desire not to anger Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Him, Arhamar Rahimeen, to accept from us all the good things that we've done, to grant us a good intention in our hearts in the month of Ramadan, and forgive us all our shortcomings and our mistakes in this month. And we ask Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make this month a month of rahmah for us, a month of forgiveness, a month of recovery from sin and from hardship, an acceptance of dua, and a month where the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal, the faraj of Allah, the relief of Allah descends upon us. No matter what we are going through, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His relief. Relief when it comes to health, when it comes to wealth, when it comes to family relations, when it comes to the state of our minds and our hearts, the state of our ummah. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for relief. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is for us, what is it? It's the fourth day. We're about to finish the fourth day. Some of us have begun the fifth day of Ramadan. May Allah accept from us all and give us the strength, inshallah, to continue. I hope by this time, at least physically, we've gotten adjusted to it. Ameen. And I hope, inshallah, physically, emotionally, we're getting into the rhythm of Ramadan. And if not, inshallah, we're still in the beginnings of Ramadan. So ask Allah Azza wa Jal for it. And in fact, the hadith of today, I hope, inshallah, will lend support to all of that. Help us, inshallah, get more and more into that rhythm or that spirit of Ramadan. Whether we are worshiping in the masjid or around other people, or we are forced to worship alone at our homes. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, and this is in Muslim, "Tubu ilallah." He says, "Repent to Allah." فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ. Is that indeed I repent to Allah a day 100 times. So here in this hadith, there is both a command and a description, both coming from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a command to repent, but also followed with a command or with a description of what he sallallahu alaihi wasallam does, so that the description of what he does could enforce what he is doing, asking us to do. The description of what he does in his own life, personally, will enforce what he is asking us to do. So he says, do this because indeed I do this 100 times a day. Not once or twice, 100 times a day. I repent to Allah Azza wa Jal 100 times a day. That description from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is important because even the Sahaba, they noted that. They said, we would note that when the Messenger sallallahu, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit with us, sit in a gathering, right? Let's say they invite him for something, or they're sitting to learn something, or they're sitting after Fajr or after Dhuhr or what have you, a regular gathering. They say we would count him saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 times at least, astaghfirullah. That is on his tongue, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would be that phrase of astaghfirullah or Allahumma ghfirli. Allahumma ghfirli, astaghfirullah. So they would count 70 to 100 times in that single gathering. This is in addition to other gatherings throughout the day. So he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, continuously would ask Allah for forgiveness. And that is something that was what? Repeated often with him throughout the day. What does it mean then when he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what does he say? Repent to Allah 100 times a day, for indeed I do it, or I repent to Allah, for indeed I repent 100 times a day. What does tawbah mean? Okay. Tawbah is asking Allah for forgiveness. So saying astaghfirullah is tawbah. But what does tawbah mean generally, or more comprehensively? What does it mean? It means a return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. So it means that, imagine with me that you're walking on a path. And then along that path, as you are walking, you stop, you pause, and you wonder, am I on the right path? Do I need to go back, take a few steps back, and maybe reconsider the path that I've taken, the choices that I've made? And when you are reflecting like that, you will discover that you've made some right choices. So you'll continue along those right choices, and you made some wrong choices. So you will head back and you'll correct the wrong path that you've taken, the wrong steps that you've taken. You'll correct that. Repentance is exactly like that. As we are walking, marching towards Allah Azza wa Jal, marching towards the ultimate end, the end that is what? Our death. As we are walking towards it, we pause and then we say, I've done few things. In fact, many things. Some of these things are okay. Some of these things are not. Some of these things are pleasing to Allah. Some of these things are not. They need correction. They need repentance. They need Allah's forgiveness. Because if I keep carrying these things with me, they're like carrying weight that will pull me down. And I will not be able to reach my destination. It's like walking without food, without drink, or with weight on your shoulders. And you need to let go of this weight. Okay? Let go of that weight. Throw it away. Because it's stopping you from reaching your destination. And you need food and drink, but you forgot to take them. So saying astaghfirullah, or asking Allah for repentance, to forgive us, saying astaghfirullah, 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 is that repentance that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking for. It is a statement with the tongue, but also a feeling that comes from the heart that I need Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive me, because I have been burdened with sin, burdened with wrong choices, burdened with not doing the right thing at the right time, and I need Allah to take me back. So if the Messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this 100 times a day, imagine how many times we need it. Imagine how many times you and I need to say astaghfirullah every single day, and to sincerely ask Allah, take me back, Ya Allah, forgive me all of my sins, the sins that I know about and the sins that I do not know about, the big sins that I've done and the small sins that I've done, and maybe I did not even realize when I'm doing them, because I gotten so used to them that I'm doing a sin. So we, subhanAllah, a lot of time, the thing that is stopping us from connecting with Allah back, from appreciating His rahmah, His mercy, the sweetness of ibadah, is that the heart is weak and the body is weak, and the weakness is the weakness of sin. We still carry that with us. It's like an infection, like a disease. And the cure for all of that is repentance. Is to feel that, yes, I admit that I've done a lot of bad things in my life. And some of these things I know about, and some of these things I knew about, and then I forgot. And some of these things I don't even realize that I've done them. So I need Allah to rescue me from these terrible things. What do I do? How do I stop them infecting my life and my heart and my family and my children and all, you know, and my wealth? How do I stop all of that? By repentance. By stopping and saying, I want to repent from anything and everything that angers Allah. Astaghfirullah. 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 And to continue to say, Astaghfirullah. 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 Someone may ask, why 100 times? Why would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do it at least 100 times? Why isn't one time enough? He says, this is like medicine. Or if you know, subhanAllah, if you were cleaning something, clothes or dishes. Okay? Let's say, for instance, I'm cleaning my dishes or I'm cleaning my clothes. And sometimes the stain is light. And a couple of rubs removes it. And sometimes the stain is stubborn. It hadn't been there for months or maybe even years. And you need to keep scrubbing and soaking. And then only it comes out. It's exactly our hearts, and this is exactly our body. Sometimes the sin is a veteran sin, had been there for a long time. So we need to keep scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing, and that is what astaghfirullah does. Allahumma ighfir li, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And you keep doing it and doing it and doing it until it leaves a print in the heart. Until you feel the heart is elevated. Until you feel that you're closer to Allah, you're lighter. So one of the ibadahs, inshallah, that I want to recommend for myself and for you. I'm not only talking about for you. I'm only talking for me as well. One of the ibadah that I want to recommend for everybody, and it's an easy type of ibadah, is to say astaghfirullah throughout your day and night. Whenever you remember, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the beauty of this sunnah, the beauty of hadith, is now you can read something and you can immediately apply it. Is to say astaghfirullah after your salah, in your salah, after your salah, as you're walking, as you're coming, before your iftar, after your iftar, throughout your day, when you're fasting, at night, when you finished your fast and you're getting ready for salah, when you finish your night salah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So inhabit, populate your days and nights, your hours with astaghfirullah, with astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, and you can use the short form. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You can use astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. You can do that. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. You can also use sayyidul istighfar, the best of istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. أعوذ بك من شر ما استطعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Right? This istighfar is in the morning and evening adhkar. And this is an opportunity, inshallah, to direct all of us to the morning and evening adhkar. They're available, right, in Hisn al-Muslim. Hisn al-Muslim. Available online, available also as an app on your phone. Download it. Hisn al-Muslim. The fortress of the Muslim or the fortress of the believer. Go to it and memorize this dhikr. Or if not memorize it, read it at least once a day. Right? Read it once a day because that's the best of istighfar. But at least at a minimum, inshallah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And this istighfar, inshallah, if it comes from the heart, we are conscious and aware of what we are saying, that will be most effective. But even if not, just get yourself ready to saying astaghfirullah all the time. Because if you get used to your tongue used to it, inshallah, maybe the heart will follow. And you will find your heart joining your tongue and your body joining your heart and your tongue in turning back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And you will feel it with every ounce of your body saying, I want to come back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then ibadah becomes easier and more meaningful and more enjoyable. And your dua becomes stronger. And you don't feel so burdened with sin, so heavy with sin. You can move closer to Allah Azza wa Jal with ease, with lightness. Because Allah Azza wa Jal wants to forgive your sins. And this is the month of forgiveness. So let's ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us all of our sins. The ones what we know about and the ones we do not know about. Someone may ask, well, I've forgotten about some of these sins. Do I need to be conscious, aware of them? Do I forgot about them? It says you don't need to. Even the sins you forgot about, if Allah knows from your heart, if what you're saying is, Ya Allah, I forgive me all of my sins. I repent from all of my sins, and Allah knows this from you, then Allah will forgive all of your sins. Whether you forgot about that sin or you still remember it. Okay, as long as there's deep and honest regret and a desire to return to Allah, Allah will forgive all sins. Subhanallah, he knows about it. We forgot about it, but he knows all about it and he can forgive it all. So let's get our tongues, inshallah, used to saying astaghfirullah. And with time, bi'idhnillah azza wa jal, day after day, night after night, you will see the effect of how that can change, inshallah, our hearts and transform them. So a question here, it says here regarding the dhikr that we say, is it okay that we say it in our hearts, not reciting it in our tongue? Now, inshallah, if there are reasons to stop you from saying it with tongue, you can say it with heart. Example, for instance, you go inside the bathroom, right? Or in an area where it's inappropriate to remember Allah. Yeah, you can remember Allah with heart, not with tongue. But at times where it is possible to say it both with tongue and heart, say it's always better to involve that tongue. Because A, more of your body is involved in remembering Allah. That's better, right? So the more of your body, so when your body, your tongue, and your heart is involved in the dhikr of Allah, that's the most superior ibadah, just like in salah. All of your body is involved in remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, when the body is not involved, we say at least the tongue should be. And when the tongue is involved, the ears hear what you're saying. And the movement of the tongue counts as remembering Allah. So we say, inshallah, it is better. It is better, and try your best. So when the Prophet ﷺ was saying Astaghfirullah 100 times, and when the Sahaba noticed he was saying it 100 times, he was saying it with his tongue. Because more of your body is involved, and when more of your body is involved, more of it, you get more out of it. You get really more out of it, rather if you're just saying it with heart alone. So say Astaghfirullah with tongue and heart, inshallah. Or the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, most effective is when it's tongue and heart, both of them, right? And some people ask, what if I'm saying it only with tongue and my heart is sometimes absent? We say persist and continue. Pull your heart back so that it matches what you're saying. But don't quit the dhikr of Allah simply because your heart sometimes strays. Let it stray. Pull it back, but don't stop the remembrance of Allah, even if it happens to be only with tongue. Okay? Just pull your heart back, but don't quit remembering Allah, because we sometimes fail in being conscious internally. Now bring your heart back, inshallah, to it. Somebody is saying, can we use this zikr to avoid sin when the sin is in front of us? Absolutely. Absolutely. When the sin is in front of you, and can you use this zikr to distance yourself from that sin? Absolutely. Because when you see a sin, remembering Allah distances you from it. Okay? So for instance, Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was invited to sin, what did he say? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, I ask Allah for his protection. You can say that, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, or مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, as Yusuf said. Both are the same. So if you say مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ or أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, you're remembering Allah and asking him to do what? Protect me from it. So you can do that when you see a sin. Or you can say, as that questioner has suggested, you can say, Astaghfirullah, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. And that is bringing Allah's name and asking Allah Azza wa Jal what? For his rahmah, for his mercy. So that could also be effective, because when you remember Allah, okay, تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, you'll remember him and you can see again. Because the problem with sin, brothers and sisters, what is the problem with sin? Is that at the moment when you're about to sin, you don't remember Allah. You just only remember your attraction to that sin, the supposed benefit you think it's going to bring you, how much you love it. And so that blinds you to the love of Allah, blinds you to that Allah is watching you at this moment. That's why we commit that sin. If you remember Allah, you will see again. You'll say, no, Allah is watching me at this time. And this sin is not as beautiful, not as enticing, not as urgent as I think it is. I can live without it. So that is what remembering Allah brings to all of us when we remember Him. That it what? Opens our eyes. We see it as an ugly sin, and we see Allah watching us, we stop doing this sin. So again, it will help us inshallah in Ramadan. And hopefully if it becomes a habit after Ramadan, that the more that you remember Allah, the less likely you are to sin. Because you are close to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the shaitan has less of a space to inspire and whisper. So let's inshallah get used to it with tongue and with heart, saying astaghfirullah, 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 and remember that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam would say it at least 100 times a day. So let's plan for at least 100 times a day, right? If we don't have that habit, at least 100 times a day. And you can split it out throughout the day. 25 times after this salah, 25 times after this salah, 25 times after this salah, without you knowing it, inshallah, very quickly, you're going to end up with 100 without, without a burden. 100, a few times, or 25 before I go to bed, 25 as soon as I wake up from bed. If we just split it out like that, we'll easily, inshallah, be able to say 100 times of astaghfirullah without much of a sweat, inshallah. And we can say even more than that. So ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who remember Him often and remember Him both with tongue and heart and body. And we'll ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who sincerely repent to him and go back to him from every sin, major and minor, sins that we know about and sins that we forgot about, sins that are between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sins that are between us and humanity. And we'll ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are forgiven in this day and in this night, of those who are forgiven in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we ask you that you give us the strength to enhance our ibadah in the month of Ramadan and make us of those who taste the sweetness of ibadah. Make us of those who witness Laylatul Qadr and witness the sweetness of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Allow us, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to fast imanan wa ihtisaba consciously, where our intention is for your sake and for forgiveness of sin. And make us of those who pray at night imanan wa ihtisaba, who pray consciously, meaningfully, for your sake, for forgiveness of their sins. And we ask you, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to accept all the good that we do in the month of Ramadan. Allow us to enhance it and double it in the coming days. And forgive us the mistakes that we do in the month of Ramadan. And make us of those who are included in the forgiveness of this month. And include in this forgiveness our parents and our children, our spouses, our families, and the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairah for listening, and ask Allah Azza wa Jal Rabbil Alameen to reward you for joining us today, for your questions, for just being here. And we ask Rabbil Alameen to bless this meeting of ours and make it a meeting for his sake, to make us sincere our deeds and our intentions. We inshaAllah will see you tomorrow bi-idhnillah Rabbil Alameen with few reflections from stories from the Quran. Inshallah, we'll be at the same time bi-idhnillah at 6:30. Till then, inshallah, I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to keep you safe, to preserve you, to enhance your iman, and keep you close to him. Jazakumullahu khaira. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa an. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.